Why has the South Pole become so popular? There is one thing which isn't being spoken about very much, and it is about how many important people have showed up at Antarctica lately. Why the sudden interest in the Antarctica? I have to admit I have heard all sorts of stories about things which could exist there. It is said this information has been kept from us since World War II and now it is beginning to leak out. Here is the question: is everybody who is going to Antarctica who is famous going there to look at secret discoveries? Could it be some people were invited there to cover up the fact that others were going for this reason? We really don't have any way of knowing the answer to this yet. There is no doubt travel to the South Pole has heated up as stated in a recent article. It's being said many of them have been coming by plane. People like to go to exotic places, and what could be more unusual than heading out to the South Pole? Several years ago, the Prime Minister of Norway went there and claimed it was because he wanted to mark the anniversary of his countryman Roald Amundsen, who was the first one to reach the South Pole. Amundsen was a great man who died trying to rescue another lost explorer. As a matter of fact, I have a daughter-in-law who is related to him, but back on topic. We have to ask ourselves, why did the Pope go to Antarctica? There are certainly not a lot of people there, so it couldn't have been a mission to give his followers a viewing of himself. I have always wondered about this since it happened. First of all, let me say the Pope that went there was Pope Francis, and when asked why he did this, he replied that in his early 20s he took a vow to go to every continent in the world. In 2016 he set sail from Argentina to the South Pole. Was this the real reason for going there? There are some who think there could be an alien based there, and this has been reported several times over the years. Scientists who entered a huge chasm and disappeared for a couple of weeks was said to have returned shaken to their cause. Could it be Pope Francis went to the South Pole to meet with the aliens and discuss religion with them? We know the Catholic Church has no longer ruled out the fact aliens could exist, and it wouldn't be contradictory to the Catholic faith. I said I hate to mention this next thing because I've spoken about it so many times, but it's important. Supposedly there is a pyramid which was found at the South Pole which is giving out signals, even though it has been dated back 20,000 years and the area over the pyramid was declared no-fly zone by the United States. A famous investigative reporter wrote a story about it after interviewing one of the people who made a supply run there. He said it was so secret he wasn't allowed out of his plane. Could some famous people be going there to see the pyramid with their own eyes? I brought this question up because WikiLeaks has stated a protester email contains top secret information about Antarctica. Lately there has been many visits there by the Russians and the United States, among other nations. Obama visited Antarctica when he was president. When CIA Director James Clapper visited Australia, it was said he did it because Australia was very interested in the South Pole. I don't know how that tied into the visit, however. Why did Admiral Richard Byrd say scientists would swarm to the South Pole after World War II? These were not his exact words, but he did say something very similar to that. What did he know about the South Pole which would make it that interesting? Did he learn something incredible when he took a fleet there after World War II? Some believe he was attacked by a UFO and fled. Could that be true? Others think he was chasing Nazis who fled there after the war was over and they got the better of him. His diary is top secret and no one is allowed to see what it says. Not that this has much to do with anything, but an interesting fact is the South Pole is moving and is slowly heading towards London. Some say it is being caused by the wobble of the Earth, and Antarctica has never been that stable. Antarctica was drifting in the opposite direction when suddenly it started heading in its present direction at twice the speed. There is really nothing for Londoners to worry about, however, since his speed is only 17 centimeters a year. We know the United States, along with other countries, has a base in Antarctica. We have a program that is known as the United States Antarctica Program, or USAP. The Russians are there, and even in a bigger way. In 1982, President Ronald Reagan affirmed we were to have 2 year-round stations there. Today we have 3 year-round stations, but we also have additional temporary camps which operate during the summer. Important Russians who have visited the South Pole are the Deputy Duma Speaker, the Deputy Leader of the Federal Security Service, and others. Why would such important people go there unless there was something important to see? There has been a theory which states there were ancient races who lived at the South Pole before it was covered with ice, and we could have found structures and other objects buried in the ice, and when some of the ice began to melt, these structures came into view. It certainly wouldn't be the first time ancient structures have appeared which were not seen before. An example of this were temples which appeared in India as a tsunami sucked the water away before sending in a crashing wave. Another example is the pole itself as an ancient forest which was found under the ice and had been preserved. This proved Antarctica was not always frozen. So, to recap this whole thing, could it be there exists in Antarctica signs of ancient humans who were perhaps advanced? Could there be an incredible pyramid there sending out radio signals for the last 20,000 years? Could the Nazis have escaped and set up bases at Antarctica and even fought off Admiral Byrd's fleet? Lastly, is there an alien base at the South Pole?